Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root! The Root! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this thing. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. It is Friday.
It's Good Friday, as a matter of fact, the seventh day of April 2023. My name is Lee Elsie. On these Fridays, I am your warm-up act. Wayne Allen Root is in the bullpen. He is getting ready, getting all warmed up to come in. He'll be here in exactly 60 minutes. The great executive producer Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He is pushing all the buttons. He is spinning all the dials. He is making it all go as he does each and every night here on the USA Audio Network. You can find out more about yours truly, LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Feel free to find me up on the Facebook, Voice of Freedom, where we can go back and forth on all of the issues we might talk about here in the first hour. There's an ugly distaste in my mouth, like I threw up in my mouth. Sorry to be so vulgar. But yesterday, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, and his executive team put out a document about exactly what they saw and what happened from their perspective, their vantage point in Afghanistan. But I'll say this. If you're not mad as hell, if you're not kicking rocks or punching the door or pounding your fist against your table about voting for Joe Biden, if in fact you pulled that lever, filled in that circle for Joe Biden, what the hell is wrong with you today? How do you live with yourself today?
Can you imagine being elected to be the leader of the free world and have zero
accountability for your actions, and you create a bogus report blaming your predecessor for your screw-up in Afghanistan?
President of the United States, 8 months into his administration, 8 months, he blames Donald Trump for the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Of course, Biden is on vacation. You can't get him for comment, even though he probably wouldn't know if he's coming or going, doesn't even know about the Afghanistan withdrawal unless he reads it on a teleprompter. He's lost! And we're all paying the price for it. And I'll say it again, what kind of a leader has zero accountability for their actions? The buck stops here! So this report comes out the Thursday prior to Good Friday, prior to Easter, hoping that nobody would see it, no one would pay attention, everyone would be enjoying their time off. Everyone but me. This absolute empty suit, hollow man, empty shell of a president, is your commander-in-chief with zero accountability.
Donald Trump has 34 felony indictments staring him in the face. Biden should be in jail today. It's Biden who has broken the law over and over again. His history, 50-year history,
is riddled with corruption. He has broken just about every law imaginable. Laundered money from the Ukraine. Blackmailed Ukraine. Him and his son set up a scheme of pay-per-play deals, right? You give them money, they'll give you an audience with some influential person of power. That's corruption. That's a jailable offense.
He also covered up a sexual assault by his son to a family member, a much younger family member. You could almost call it pedophilia. We know, according to his daughter in her own handwritten account, that her father, Joe Biden, took inappropriate showers with her.
We've watched the videos of him inappropriately touching these young kids in some of these settings where people are getting an award or he's telling a story and he grabs a young girl inappropriately. We've watched it with our own eyes. It's not made up. There's something very ugly about Joe Biden. Borderline demonic. Anybody who's associated in any way, shape, or form with pedophilia, this woke ideology, this indoctrinating young kids to sexual situations at a ridiculously early age, it's demonic. It's definitely child abuse. But you all got to come to the realization that your commander-in-chief has no accountability, no soul, no conscience, and whoever the actual puppet master is dragging us into World War III right before our very eyes, like we're watching a car wreck in slow motion. And just the idea that this administration would release a document exonerating themselves and blaming Trump for something that they did 8 months after they took office. 8 months. They had 8 months to change a plan if they didn't like it. And they still blame Trump. What's depressing about this is this person in the White House, he gets his name etched in stone in Washington next to George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, John Adams, John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan. And he is, you want to call him the Manchurian candidate? I'm about ready to do that. When you completely blank up and leave people behind, allies behind, and women and kids die as a result of your botched evacuation, and you stand here before America, or you don't even stand here, you're off on vacation, but you send your minions out to tell everybody that it's Trump's fault, that's an embarrassment. And the sad part is there's a chunk of the American electorate who are going to buy into it, hook, line, and sinker. They believe every word that this corrupt administration tells them, no matter what it is. Biden off on vacation, not around to answer questions like, hey, how many Americans are still in Afghanistan? If you did such a great job, how many Americans are there? Still, to this day, how many Americans died? How much actual equipment? What's it worth? What did we leave behind? How much did we actually arm our enemies? We've all watched the video of people running on that tarmac, running for their lives to try to get on these planes. Some of them hung on for dear life as the plane took off, only to fall to their death a few minutes later. But according to Biden and his cronies and his administration, well, they did a great job. They took a terrible situation and did the best they could with it. And that's what they're going to spew to the American people. And sadly, a lot of the American people are going to buy that. This is nothing but a cheap holiday dump where they put this story out hoping that it'll go away. You know, I was at a seminar last night, not to change the topic too much, but I was at this seminar at Nichols College. A couple folks from the Heritage Foundation were there debating a couple other left-of-center folks, and I was actually just in the audience observing the whole thing and eventually asked a question. But the questions that they were sort of going round and round on had to do with national security and foreign policy, and I got to the point where, you know what? I have zero confidence in where we are as a nation when it comes to either of those subjects. And let me take it a step further. It's inevitable that Taiwan will get attacked by China. It's inevitable. It will happen. And the question is, as a freedom-loving American citizen, my first response should be, well, hell, China attacks Taiwan. Taiwan's a friend. We go to help out Taiwan. But you know what? I'm so disappointed, and I have such a low level of confidence. My confidence level with this leadership is at an all-time low, lower than it's ever been. I honestly think that if we had to go toe-to-toe with China in their own backyard, where they have equipment advantage, obvious manpower advantage, logistically it's a nightmare for us to try to fight on that front, this far from home, I don't have any confidence that we would win. If we had different leadership, I would be like, let's do it. Let's strap it on. Let's go toe-to-toe. You want to try to eradicate freedom from different parts of the globe? Let's swing. Let's get in the ring and let's fight it out. I would be for that. Obviously, economic sanctions. We do everything we could to avoid that conflict if we had better leadership, but I would be ready to go. But with Joe Biden and his administration and the way this country has lurched to the left and the mentality, the woke mentality of, in particular, our younger generation, I have zero confidence that we'd win a conflict with China right now. Zero. And if we did go toe-to-toe with China, eventually it would spill out and become a global conflict, because I think once you go into that arena with them, it's both sides are going all in. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. And I do think that in a conflict with China, it will be a global catastrophe. And we will have fighting here in this country, on our own streets, in our own backyards. I believe that. Our allies to the north would do little to stop an invasion coming from that way. And certainly we're already being invaded through the southern border. That's a sieve. If you're not quite understanding what I'm trying to say to you here in the opening, in a global conflict with China, there will be fighting in the streets in the continental United States. I want to continue this conversation when we come back. We're just kind of getting into it, but I want to give you my scenario for what I think would happen if China goes and takes Taiwan and the moron-in-chief in Washington decides to push back against it. And I'll tell you what I think is going to happen with that next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. What? Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Raw and
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. I am Lee Elsian. Before we took that break, I was sort of getting into what I think would happen if China put either a blockade or invaded Taiwan. And let me be a little more specific. I have no confidence in the leadership in this country. I have zero confidence in our military brass because they're beholden to Joe Biden. I certainly don't have any confidence in Joe Biden or whoever it is that's actually calling the shots surrounding him, whether it's Obama or whoever you want to put into that inner circle. So what I foresee happening is China will strategically make their move on Taiwan, whether it's a naval blockade or an actual invasion. And normally, my thought would be, okay, we're going to go to the aid of an ally. But in this case, I have serious reservations, and the single reason is because I have no confidence in our leadership. And I think that any conflict with China will turn into a global conflict. There will be no small skirmishes. China will not make a move like this until they're sure that they can stand toe-to-toe with the United States. So the question is, if in fact we're, let's say, equal militarily, they have more boats, we maybe have more sophistication. We have more subs, but they have some. It's in their backyard. What do we do with that? It seriously limits our strike force capabilities. So in a conventional war with China, we are going to have to prepare ourselves for heavy casualties. And I think we have to prepare ourselves for an actual invasion. It may sound insane, but we have no true allies to the north. Canada will fold like a cheap suit. We've got, again, an invasion essentially happening through our southern border right now. Guerrilla warfare through the streets.
our fat, sick, overweight population will be unable to do their jobs. Anybody on any kind of medication will fall ill because most of the medication comes from China and they'll stop producing it. Our healthcare system will become overwhelmed. And specific targeted attacks by China could cut off our food supply and could cut off our power. And you know, if they cut our power off, we're lost. We're doomed. I don't know if we have the intestinal fortitude to fight that. I don't know if the younger generation, where they're more concerned about pronouns and who's woke and who's not and who's wearing a dress and who's not and what kind of a makeup a man has on, we're more concerned with that garbage than we are with self-preservation. I honestly think that we are rolling down that road to ruin. I've talked at length in the past about patriotism and how great America is, and I still feel that way. But it all starts from the top down. We have such a lack of leadership right now that we are staring straight in the face of a catastrophe. Think about it. Russia and China are already talking about boxing us out as far as money goes. If the rest of the world files suit, our economy will collapse. There are so many different fronts that they can attack us on right now. And this all happened in less than 2.5 years. And all of you sheep out there who just follow blindly this madman who's in the White House, you are the cause of our own destruction. This is America under this leadership, Joe Biden leadership, staring straight at the face of possible war with the only other superpower on the planet, funneling buckets of money that we have no way to monitor to Ukraine in a proxy war against Russia, divisiveness, division on our own home front, and the complete transformation of what was once a mighty, character-driven country, which under this leadership has fallen victim to this weird, odd, woke mentality, which puts pronouns before patriotism. We are in trouble. Can you imagine how the younger generation, this insane woke mentality, how they'd act if China was rolling their tanks across the southern border? They'd be begging for mercy, on their knees, begging for some kind of mercy. That's America under Joe Biden. My name is Lee Elsie. On Fridays, I get the first hour warming you up for Wayne Allyn Root. We'll take a quick time out. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News update. House Republicans want a former Manhattan prosecutor to testify about the investigation of former President Trump that led to this week's indictments. Mark Pomerantz resigned over what he said was the slow pace of DA Alvin Bragg's investigation. Judiciary panel chair Jim Jordan says Pomerantz's public statements suggest the prosecution of Trump is politically motivated. Unity when it comes to Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in jail in Russia. Senate leaders Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell have issued a joint statement saying the charges are a fabrication. The unemployment rate, 3.5% last month. The Labor Department says the economy added 236,000 jobs in March. And gas prices keep rising. AAA says today's national average for a gallon of unleaded regular is $3.58, 17 cents more than a month ago. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hello, Mike Lindell's company, because you should be spending your money with patriotic companies and with great patriots, great conservatives, brave men. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR. It's that simple. And you save up to 66% on everything you buy, from slippers, my slippers, to my pillows and my pillow mattress tops and my pillow towel sets, my pillow bed sheets, my pillow beach towels, my pillow beach blankets, my pillow travel pillows, my pillow dog beds. And I'm sure, if I know Mike Lindell, he's expanding by the minute to more and more products. I know he just added coffee. My Coffee. So save up to 66% with everything at his store. It's the new alternative to Amazon, and it's a fantastic store. And you're giving your money to a conservative at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR, Wayne Allen Root, WAR, W-A-R.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we are back. Sorry about the gloom and doom so far tonight here on this Good Friday. I mean, we should be celebrating hope, but you look at the upside down country that we're living in right now, and you feel like it's nothing but despair. Despair everywhere. You've got just a complete breakdown of leadership from the top down. And if you look at the remarkable social transformation that has occurred in America in the last half century, and in particular in the last couple of years, which it's been remarkable what we've gone through, the Biden administration continues to lurch from one crisis to another. Rampant inflation, Afghanistan, the southern border, this rising national debt, bank collapses now are the new thing. Of course, Ukraine, China. Beneath the surface, there's racial tension, which I know racial tension has always been there, but it's been aggravated. It's been amped up, right? A fire has been lit by Biden and his divisiveness. The left-leaning media. America has this left-leaning, diabolical group which wants to promote racial hellholes, as if somehow we are the only nation in the history of this planet that has ever had a slave or ever had any racial tensions whatsoever. And they want to beat that into you with a sledgehammer. They want you to believe that white supremacy in America is our original sin. And they want to equate segregation to this microaggression that we do, this racial microaggression that we're going through right now. And for me, when it comes to the racial construct of this country, all you've got to do is ask yourself an honest question. Are you a racist? Do you believe that because of the color of your skin, you're either better or inferior to somebody else? And you answer that question honestly, and that should be the end of the story, right? And I guarantee you, everybody listening to me right now, when they answer that question honestly, they know they're not a racist. Yes, there are racists in this country, no question about that. But most of those folks, those uneducated, bigot-driven folks, they've got their own agendas. And they're not listening to conservative talk radio. They don't want any part of it. I'm talking right now to middle America, mom and dad America, who get up every day, you know, fill a kid's lunchbox, send them off to school, fill their own lunchbox, go to work and try to make ends meet and put food on the table. And those folks who I'm talking to need to know that the history of race in America is not what race baiters on the left would have you believe. Slavery was not a creation in the United States. African slaves were imported to North America by European colonial powers long before the Revolutionary War. And many more African blacks were sent to the Caribbean or South America. And there were white slaves traded as well. No other nation on earth, by the way, no other nation faced the challenges and obstacles faced by the United States by exercising itself from the bonds of slavery. I have said this 1,000 times on the air. America is the least racist nation on earth. I've been published columns written about this topic, and there have been other outlets who won't print it because they find it too offensive, too in your face. Well, it is in your face. We are the least racist country on earth. You realize fighting for the freedom of folks of a different color cost Americans 600,000 lives in the Civil War, and America has devoted billions, maybe trillions of dollars by the time it's all said and done, to problems associated with race. Cash payments to minorities, affirmative action in education and employment. No other nation on earth has devoted as much resource, as much time, as much effort as the United States to rectifying any racial wrongs of the past. And yet, through all of this, through the gains that we made every single day for the last 50 years, the mainstream media and social media and the progressive left are doing everything that they can to undo what's happened in the last half century. Let me say this again so it's crystal clear to the entire country. The United States is the least racist nation on earth. You can make an argument that it's the least racist country in the history of our planet. Whenever there seems to be injustices, whether manufactured or real, the United States will move mountains to rectify those injustices. With each passing generation, the very idea that people are judged solely by their skin color fades. Academia hides behind phrases like social justice or diversity or inclusion or cultural responsive teaching. Any dissenting opinion, like mine, like yours, is always viewed through the lens of bigotry. Even black Americans like Senator Tim Scott or Justice Clarence Thomas, Candace Owens for that matter, who have publicly chastised things like critical race theory or dismissed by the Democrats as suck-up Uncle Toms. Imagine marginalizing these individuals who are trying to champion a cause that they fully believe in. Marginalizing these black Americans who are speaking up and saying, no, racism isn't happening like you're saying it's happening. Why would they do it if they didn't believe it wasn't true? Here's the truth. America's getting browner. Whether you like it or not, America is getting browner. And within 100 years or so, the overall skin color of this country will be different. It'll be very different than what you see right now. And the United States is in self-correct mode. This ultra-slow process of reshaping the perception of race to demonize individuals for the sins of their fathers or their father's father will only delay the inevitable. We are getting browner. And because of that, racism left unchecked and unsupervised will eventually vanish. But injecting racial animus into everyday life will only perpetuate this feeling, make it last longer. Whatever underlying tension that exists because of the color of somebody's skin that's ramped up more often than not by folks who consider themselves left of center, they're the reasons. They're why racism lives and breathes today. Again, left unchecked, it will fade into oblivion. The progressives, they dream about the creation of a color-conscious society, one in which people are defined solely by the color of their skin or what sex they identify with. That's a progressive mindset. You're judged by who you sleep with and what color you are. Not by who you are, but what color you are. Not by who you sleep with, but your actions. See, conservatives would love to eliminate the shackles of color, and I dream about judging someone on the content of their character. Yeah, I stole that from Martin Luther King. Morgan Freeman has the best outlook of anyone that I've ever heard on this topic from a black man's perspective. And many years ago, he appeared on 60 Minutes. And Mike Wallace asked him a very simple set of questions.
Black History Month, you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month?
Well,
come on, tell me.
Well,
I'm Jewish. Okay. Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh. Oh. Why not?
Yeah.
Do you want one?
No.
No. I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black History is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Royal Katrina.
There's really nothing else I could add to that. That exchange, those two men, encapsulate exactly what I've been talking about on the radio for 20 plus years. It is going away if we let it go away. Racism existed, there's no question about it, and it still exists. But with each generation, it will get phased out. It will eventually be such a small, uber minority of folks who look at somebody's skin color and judge them on it that it will be completely inconsequential. Keep feeding the fire, and it'll keep burning. I got to take a quick break.
Hi,
my
this
name
is Wade Allyn.
We'll come
Has
right
anyone
back.
Ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to GoldgateCapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthy, your greener made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach.
He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of our favorite guests to bring on, former CIA agent, former congressman, and Vietnam veteran, Rob Simmons. Rob, Trump, the indictments, give me your 30,000-foot view of all of it.
When we look a little bit at the indictment, according to the Wall Street Journal, the 34 felony counts, well, you know, these 34 felony counts are all about the same thing. So it sounds like, whoa, it's like, remember when you're in school, you wrote a paper, a term paper, and you didn't really know what you were talking about, but you made sure you had at least 25 or 30 pages.
Okay.
But you didn't know what you were talking about.
Right.
But you just put all kinds of stuff in there.
You BS
copy it out of the encyclopedia.
Sure.
Out of the dictionary. Use words you didn't know. And so, you know, you got 34 felony counts, but they're all the same. And then here, the front page of the journal, they say business record violations are typically misdemeanors in New York, but Mr. Bragg, however, has alleged the business records violation were made to cover up the commission of a crime, specifically violations of campaign finance laws and possibly a tax offense. Well, this is complicated. So, of course, I go to the editorial in the same edition of the Wall Street Journal, and they say, what's missing in the Trump indictment? For this to be a felony, Bragg needs a second crime.
Right.
What is it? What is it?
They haven't told us yet.
Well, they haven't told us. Oh.
Yeah.
So we've got all of these 34 misdemeanors, which are like, you know, parking tickets.
Right.
You didn't have a semicolon in the sentence or whatever. But we're going to make them all felonies because they're all part of a bigger crime. What's the bigger crime? Oops. We don't know.
Right.
So that's point one. Point two, who is this guy, Alvin Bragg, anyway? Well, he's a DA who, according to the Post, has a bad case of bias, who ran for the DA job saying he was going to get Trump. Does that sound like a sort of an objective DA interested in upholding the law, or
no.
Does that sound kind of political?
Well, that sounds a little political.
A little political, yeah. So anyway, so getting on with it, Dershowitz's book, and I saw it on Hannity last night, and I told Heidi, I said, I cannot refer to Dershowitz's book,
right.
Even though I bought it a week ago and read it over the weekend in Vermont, Because if I refer to Dershowitz's book called Get Trump, people will say, ah, look, you see, he's watching Hannity.
Yeah.
He's got Dershowitz's book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Dershowitz's book is called Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. And he goes into detail it, quote, much of the media substitutes advocacy against Trump for objective reporting. What does that mean? What does it mean, advocacy against Trump for objective reporting in the media?
I guess it's like a teamwork plan to go get Trump.
Go
right?
get Trump.
Well, I would think.
We're not going to be objective in our reporting.
Right.
We're going to say anything or everything that has to be said to get Trump. Comma. While many in academia, that's like colleges, right?
Yeah.
Academia petition and propagandize against the rights they previously valued, like speech, academic freedom, open and transparent discussion. These are the values that they previously had, but now they are going to give them up, quote, all in the interest of getting Trump. So it's all about getting Trump. Doesn't matter what the Constitution says. Doesn't matter what the Bill of Rights says. Doesn't matter what any of it says. If you're out to get Trump, you can terminate, you can put on the sidelines all of those laws, all of those precedents, all of those concepts and ideas which have been critically important to our system of justice. This is not equal justice. This is unequal justice. This is Nancy Pelosi saying, well, he'll have his day in court where he can prove he's innocent. No, his day in court is where the government has to prove he's guilty. That's how we do it in this country. Justice is supposed to be blind. The little lady standing on the pedestal has a scarf over her eyes, and it's not because she's Antifa, and it's not because she's Muslim. It's because justice is supposed to be blind, and the scales that she's holding are supposed to be equally balanced. She's not supposed to have her big fat thumb on one of the scales, okay? So this is a travesty and a disgrace for the United States of America, and we should see this because this is going to open up a can of worms down the line that we are all going to come to learn to regret.
There he is, the Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, former CIA agent, and Vietnam veteran joining me here on the Wayne Allen Root Show. We got to go. We're out of time. Wayne is here. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Good Friday. Enjoy your Easter, everybody. I'll catch you on the radio down the road. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.